This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome back. It is 7:35. It is 25 minutes to 8, and you are here with Generation Next. I'm Maddie.
I'm Eleanor.
And we need you guys as well. Remember, you can always text us in at 0427-JOY-949.
Yay.
or shoot an email to onair@joy.org.au. We're looking forward to hearing
and
from
please,
you.
And please don't sign off with your generic office roleplay name.
Mitchell?
That's not Mitchell, yeah. That's not what we're looking for in this case, although we appreciate your passion and concern.
And your short rental. Okay, just for reference, generic office roleplay is a thing that's been happening on Facebook over the last week or so. It started off just with people posting things that is, hey guys, anyone seen? I had a mango in the fridge, anyone seen it? Now they're at iguana overlords and it's just weird.
You don't even want to start thinking about 469.
No.
No, it's been invaded by Minus Crew and it's quite something.
It is special.
Anyway,
going on to a rather more serious topic, so we just need to get the laughter out of our systems.
Yes.
Some of the more dangerous things that you find within the queer community in terms of health risks that people are exposed to. First up being, like, there's been a report into the use of ICE, methamphetamine, in Victoria, and among young gay men, it's become really, really prevalent.
And that's been especially facilitated by apps like Grindr, and apparently users have actually developed like a system of code messages to let people know that ICE is available.
Yeah, that they've got ICE or they want to do ICE with someone.
So, something like 10% of gay men have been found to be users of ICE, and the general population is only 2%, so you can see that there's a big... You know, there's a big jump there.
Yeah, definitely. Well, there's been the whole, I think it's PNP, Party and Play, been around in the gay community for a long time. Mm. Like in Craigslist hookups were a huge thing for a while. I'm not sure
I'm
if
sorry,
they still
I was
are.
Thinking of positive, negative, positive trans juices.
You're in year 12. You're doing various science subjects. But yeah, Party and Play used to be seen in a lot of, for example, Craigslist hookup ads and things like that. But I'm not sure what drugs they've generally been referring to. Like, I think cocaine's been a popular one.
I mean, there are all sorts of drugs. We don't need the details here. Yeah, the fact is, they're illicit and dangerous substances being used, and that's a concern when they're being used in an unsafe manner.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's also pointed out that methamphetamine is actually linked to more risk taking and particularly
obviously
unsafe sex leading in HIV transmission.
Yeah, and exactly.
If you are hooking up with someone on Grindr who's advertising that they have meth, they've probably done the same thing with quite a few other people.
Yeah,
and may not have been too careful with it.
Exactly, and you know, you got to remember HIV is not the only STI, and it's not the only one that isn't a lot of fun to have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, safe sex is really important, guys.
That's one thing that's... One other thing that's been happening lately, like, there have been reports about HIV increasing. I know that in 2012, 2013, there was a bigger increase in HIV than in the last 20 years before that.
Yeah.
And predominantly, that was among young gay men who'd been having, like, unsafe casual sex.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a pretty serious problem because it's important to, you know, stay safe. HIV is a very serious health issue. I mean, you can live with it, but it's...
But you'd rather not.
You'd rather not.
If there's an option to not live with HIV, that's a good one.
Exactly.
There's also, as we were saying before, HIV is certainly not the only STI out there. And there are others that are not curable. Like, there are hepatitis variants that herpes will be with you forever.
Yeah.
Even, like, if you don't know you have chlamydia, which is asymptomatic at least 50% of the time, it can really mess you up.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially if you're a woman, because not much thought is given to safe sex among female-female couples.
Yeah, exactly. Especially because, you know, a lot of people don't even know what a dental dam is, let alone how to use one. And... it is really possible to spread some pretty nasty oral bugs through oral and oral vaginal sex.
If you get a cold sore on your lip and you go down there, that cold sore virus is going down there.
Exactly. Same with thrush, you know. It's, I mean, thrush is really not a fun thing to have, especially if you have a vagina.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not fun.
It's just not. When there are people I've had to explain the concept of dental dams to, yeah. And the response has generally been, oh, that doesn't sound fun. Like, I wouldn't use that. No. That would get in the way. It's like, really? You know what? There is such thing as a calculated risk. If you're in a, reasonable to say, okay, we're both going to go get ourselves tested.
Yeah.
Then we are going to have sex without using a barrier contraceptive method.
Yeah. Oh, well, barrier. Yes. Yeah. Protections. Yeah.
Barrier protection. Yeah. And we're accepting that there is a small risk there. But a lot of the time that conversation isn't even had.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, when it comes to less serious infections, such as herpes, such as yeast infection, you know, There are calculated risks that can be taken, but, you know, there are some things that you need to consider. Is what we're doing safe to the point that, you know, we're willing to take that risk?
Yeah, definitely. What is great is that there has been progress towards not necessarily cures, but we have talked before about pre-exposure prophylaxis for HIV. Because there are some people who do, you know, someone who may be in a relationship with an HIV-positive partner who is HIV-negative, or someone who does, you know, have a lot of casual sex and wants to think and thinks, you know what, I would rather not put myself at that risk.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moralizing going on about it.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna be dead straight here. Ha ha, the only time I'm gonna be dead straight.
straight? What is that?
I feel like pre-exposure prophylaxis is a really important initiative. I feel like it's absolutely a positive thing. But at the same time, I'm gonna say, if you're gonna use it to scare quotes, get out of using a condom, I'm not going to condone that.
Yeah, that's not the point.
It's not the point. I mean, it's going to reduce drastically your chance of spreading infection, but as said, HIV is not the only STI, and it's really quite a small inconvenience for such a big potential damage down the line.
You can get condoms everywhere.
Absolutely everywhere. You can get them for free from anywhere.
If you're embarrassed to... You know, I know there's sometimes the thing, I don't want to go through the checkout and buy condoms. Go to a supermarket, go through the self-checkout.
Self-checkout is my life. Oh, my God. You don't even want to know how many times I've used it.
Even just for... The self-checkout is not judging me for buying nothing but a large jar of Nutella. I was in my final year of uni.
Okay, that's reasonable.
Self-checkouts don't judge. Grab some condoms, grab some lube, go through the self-checkout.
Self-checkouts are my friend. I smell a Photoshop. More on that later on Facebook.
Yeah. Remember, if you want to look us up on Facebook, check out Generation Next and like us, because we like you.
That was a really good plug. I'm proud of you.
Cheers. Well, someone had to.
That's true. We'll be back with Gay School very shortly. We'll just get to play a song and chat. We'll be right back with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.